Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Because you're flying with us in all of these multiple dimensions, because we are all living in them right now. And today's show is amazing. Today, we are going to talk about what's happening around our planet. We're going to talk about what it's like to start really anchoring the energy of true bhakti and how this multiple dimensional experience is your gateway to true freedom.
Now, if you've ever felt spaced out, if you've ever wondered if things were quite normal, then chances are you're awakening to the truth that frequency is part of the habitat in which we experience consciousness. Frequency. And it's those frequencies that we're going to explore a little bit today. We're going to talk about third dimensional, fifth dimensional, seventh and beyond.
I love that. I am just loving this. Now, look, if you want to join this conversation, make sure you jot down this phone number and call in, get in the queue, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you get a busy signal, it just means all those lines are already full, but hold on to this number because we always try to speak to as many of you as we can on every show. And as soon as we would say goodbye to someone, that's your chance for us to say hello.
And today we are delighted to explore this with you, and our studio audience consists of three small dogs and one and one big one, and they may want to call in as well. You never know.
Well, Sri, no way. I'm giggling because, guys, you know, one of the things before we go any further today, yesterday, oh my goodness, I would pray that you could have felt it, that you did feel it, that whether you were aware of it or not, you got that shockwave that ran around this planet at 11:20 a.m. Eastern time yesterday. And whew, I'm out of breath even talking about it, Sri, because it was such a powerful moment on the planet.
It was a wonderful, wonderful moment here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary in the foothills of the Andes in Ecuador. And I think there were about 22 people that gathered.
Don't you love that number?
I do love that number. And these souls opened their hearts and amplified the state of beingness that we understand is true peace. You know, peaceful beingness is beyond judgment. It's beyond, I guess the closest thing is, as our poet Rumi had said,
yes,
out beyond all ideas of right doing and wrongdoing is a field. That's the field of peace.
That's the field I will meet you in.
And that was the energy that got amplified and sent out as a wave around our planet, inviting others to remember. And that's truly the blessing that we can offer to every being on the planet. We invite you to remember.
And we invite you to feel the gift of bhakti ignited through the presence of anchored Shanti. Now, remember, my angels, 2018 is the year of anchoring your stability through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. And the first 3 months of 2018 have been amplifying those energies, really inviting us to pay attention to all the issues of our first, second, and third chakras as they become this brilliant foundation for the rest of the year. So it is such a profound moment that January really gave everyone the opportunity to embrace Shanti. What is Shanti? Shanti is peace. And as that energy has escalated and started lifting, like imagine the energy moving from your first chakra, lifting up into your second chakra, February has been birthing a lot of energy. And so this is why it is a gift right now in your heart to claim peace and to claim that peace through the blessing of what came in, through the energy of that Shanti energy of January, lifting up to birth, be the creative presence of your second chakra, your bhakti. And so the peace pole that we put in, this pillar of peace, is really an amplified light portal. And we have pictures of it, pictures of the ceremony. We're actually making a short little YouTube video with the meditation, and invite you that once you connect with this video, hopefully it'll be posted. We're hoping to have it posted by tomorrow. Tuesday would be the latest. But when you watch it, maybe it'll inspire you to create a pillar of light, a pillar of peace in your neighborhood.
We would pray that at least you would take a moment and access that energy of peace within
Absolutely. You.
Because
yes.
as wise ones have said over and over, peace begins with me.
Oh, does it ever. And we just want to reach out and thank all of the beautiful, beautiful beings that are living here in Ecuador that came to be with us yesterday. We are humbled, honored, and truly appreciative of your presence. And oh my goodness, Sri and I went out this morning, and I felt like a kid dancing around that
beautifully decorated pole was just radiating.
Radiating
with this energy of centeredness. It's kind of like a testimony to the energy of I am.
And something really extraordinary was when we were walking back up the driveway, because we wanted to see how the energy was emanating from all sides, the tree, this very beautiful old gnarled tree that a few of our people here had said to chop down, the tree has taken on the energy. It's this old, gnarled, amazing tree. It now has become a phoenix rising. And it is literally flying into this pillar of peace, this beautiful ascension peace pole. So we took lots of photos of that. We're going to be including all of that in the video. And just wanted to again say to all of you that sent us your experience, if you're on our newsletter list, you had an announcement about yesterday's ceremony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to be integrating a lot of your experiences into this final video as well. So together today, as we start walking into this multidimensional existence, as we start carrying it forward, we really invite you with all of our heart to your heart to breathe peace, relax into peace, be peace.
Absolutely. And it's important to give ourselves a discernment, because peace is an energy that many teachers have talked about, that many beings talk about, many people yearn for. And yet peace is not elusive. Peace is a state of an inner state of beingness that when we truly anchor in it, all is well. And that state of beingness is one that we need to remind ourselves about, because it's so easy to get caught up and to do this, do that, and preoccupied with the energies of our day. And I'll tell you what, the energies of our day, whether they're career energies, family energies, or simply driving on the freeway energies, there is a lot of reactive psychology at work, a lot of cause effect and patterned emotional thinking. Seldom do we really hold the energy of true peace when we're in the midst of performing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that moment when we can kind of let go of the performance, anchor in the peace, and then begin anew to go about whatever our commitments are. Because when we anchor in the peace first, the commitments flow much easier.
Well, they really do, because all obstacles release, don't they?
Absolutely.
That's the gift of peace. And this, again, was really brought in front of everyone in January. And I would invite all of you right now in this moment to kind of maybe close your eyes and breathe into just kind of a quick January recap. You know, where were you at the new year?
Right? Yeah, and what a powerful beginning.
Really, think about it. Where were you New Year's Eve? Remember, New Year's Eve was when that powerful energy, that arrow that shot out of the 4x4 of 2017 hit, and it hit perfectly. So since then, there's been almost like, I like to call it a shock wave or a ripple effect of energy that is very much supporting what has happened, which is this anchoring of this multidimensional experience. I mean, it's been profound. Look what's happened just since New Year's Eve.
And for those of you that are sometimes find yourself reacting to the words that are being communicated, your heart has brought you to listen to this broadcast and to tune in with this beautiful community that forms each and every Sunday here. And the one thing I want to say to you, when we cultivate the peace of authenticity, that is when we are at peace with our lives, we have more attention for what's really going on, the bigger picture. You know, when your mind is churning, when we're fully engaged with some detail of our living, we tend to miss a lot of stuff that's happening right out in our field of vision, our field of energy. However, when our mind is quieter, when our heart is content, when the energy of peace has been accepted into our center, oh my goodness, you begin to notice so much.
Yeah.
And in that noticing, we can talk about the dimensional energies that are going on right now here all around us.
How cool is that?
It's very cool because it's a totally different experience than what was going on 10 years ago, let alone 2 years ago, let alone last year. Because we're truly at a place where the energies of the overlapping dimensional frequencies are more accessible than ever before and more nourishing to who you are. Now, that's an interesting concept because the one thing I've learned as I've been on this path of conscious awakening that we call the path of self-ascension is that when we begin to really be with these energies, new discernments come forward. And those new discernments are what will inform the mind that's watching the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul knows the way.
Every way.
Yeah, your mind is just trying to take notes.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, speaking of taking notes, guys, we really do apologize if the note or the graphic we made to describe the energy that's coming forward on the planet right now almost looks a little like you're going to back to science class, you know?
Well, it is a difficult, let's just say there was some challenging there without calling forward really wonderful art to simply depict the dichotomy that's upon us, because third dimensional, fifth dimensional, seventh dimensional energies all have a different hum. You know, if you've ever listened to a musical score, sometimes when the notes begin to be placed, at first you may say, oh, there's a harmony. And then there's a moment when another frequency comes in and you go, I'm not sure there's a harmony here.
How do these play together?
And then all of a sudden, maybe one more note comes in that is the balancing frequency.
Exactly, and it makes a melody.
And it makes, makes an invitation. To
Ooh, it. Yeah, it is an invitation. So where are we right now? Well, how many of you are feeling even one or two of the new 18 symptoms that we just put out? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the 18 new ascension symptoms, because I would suspect that almost everyone listening either themselves is experiencing or know someone else who is. And this is because, guys, we are all, and I use the word all in capital letters underlined, we are all at the moment of learning how to navigate living in a simultaneous multidimensional expression. Now, I don't know about you, but I kind of lose my breath on that one. How about you, Sri?
Well, absolutely.
Or I need a moment to breathe.
Breath is good.
Whew, yeah.
It's, our density brain, which is the brain you inherited,
right,
doesn't really have a context for multidimensional experience. The only context that seems to float around in the density consciousness are the little gifts from sci-fi, the little remnants of we've got to fly around the earth backwards to turn back time, you know, things like that. Whereas in reality, consider for a moment the grand adventure that we are all expanding, that our frequency is rising,
yeah,
that everyone on the planet is receiving the gift of these cosmic frequencies. Some folks are being activated into ever greater awareness. Some folks have got their defenses up.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're retreating into the known behaviors, the known realities.
Yeah.
All of these choices are certainly valid because, remember, choices are made and then made again later.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no need to judge a person's choice, because in the moment they make it, it's the appropriate choice for them at that moment. And a new moment is coming.
Ooh, I love that. Why not? Let that moment come.
And so here we are with the one thing I wanted to mention that I didn't mention a moment ago was that one of the things that I've really learned is that the path of awakening requires that we accept energies and frequencies that are outside of the known experience.
I thought you were going to say the known universe.
No.
Because I was like, well, that would actually make sense too.
So consider for a moment, the way your perception works is we tend to exclude that which is unknown. In fact, someone had written once that when Columbus and his boats came on the horizon in the Caribbean, the natives couldn't even see the boats because they never in their experience had seen sailing vessels. And it was only when the men stepped out of these funny shaped
exactly.
boats,
something that they could relate to.
Then they saw a human form and they went, oh my God, we have a visitor. And there's other examples like that. Our reticular activating system, our perceptual senses tend to discard non-confirming data. So have a little mercy. Here we are in a time where there's new frequencies, new experiences upon us, and our brain is wired to discard those.
So now everybody take a breath and hang in there, because our intention in today's show is to not only share all this with you, but to actually unravel it so that it actually makes sense. And if you received our e-card, if you're on our newsletter list and you received our e-card, then you've got a picture of this right in front of you. And if not, right there at our homepage at sriankira.com, you'll also see it. You can just go to sriankira.com and you'll see the graphic right there. So there's so much to share. There are so many experiences happening, and we have this amazing group of people holding on the phone, but we also, you know, have the honor of receiving emails. And of course, you can always send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com. And this email came in last week, and Sri and I held it because we thought it really was very one of those emails that was for more than just the person writing it.
Absolutely. There's the communication here. A lot of people are in the same boat, and there's some depth of understandings to be uncovered.
Yeah.
So let's just read it. It begins, "Dear Sri and Kira, I discovered both of you in late December 2017. And from there, I am just amazed how deeply your words, readings, and information resonate and touch me. Right now, I am crying after having listened to your 4th of February show. Tears won't stop flowing. I have usually been told that I am tricky or impossible to read, and that I'm used to having to do everything on my own. And any time you say on the radio to the callers that all of them do have guidance and angels all around and support, I just want to believe that this is true. I just wonder if I really have this, if I'm really awfully stubborn to have incarnated here without any help and to do everything on my own. That was said by a clairvoyant lady who gave me a reading. And I was it really that I chose to feel this much pain, to make my heart sick and hardened and closed off? I know that I'm not alone. I try to recite it as I've received it so far, but I just want to thank you for the glimpse of encouragement through your messages. Thank you for your service, your patience, your love. Thank you for being there for us. You give me hope that maybe my coming here to Earth was not a mistake and that I do matter. The phrase, 'I deserve because I was born,' hit me that right at the time, right to my core. Once again, thank you for your existence. Thank you for sharing hope." And this is from Chris in Ukraine.
Well, beautiful, beautiful Chris. Thank you so much for so eloquently stating what so many other people are feeling, my love. I know that many of you listening right now either have felt like Chris is feeling or are feeling like Chris is feeling or know someone else that is currently feeling this way. So this one touches all of us really deeply. And here is why this is such a profound gift. And I want to talk about two things here. And Chris, I'm specifically speaking to you and to all of you who this may be resonating with. To have this deep sense of aloneness until you relax into the initial stages of trust is actually a sign that you are waking up. And that this sense of I am-ness that comes forward and drives you. It's like deep, deep, deep in your second, third chakra, just saying, I know I'm not alone, but my emotional body feels that I am, but yet I so know that can't be true. That deep knowing, the one that nobody can take away from you, the one that a lot of people don't even hear you say. that is activated. And that is a sign that you are already living between dimensions. And to come into contact, to follow the gift of your divine wisdom through an incredibly crowded forest of information will mean that sometimes you're going to touch a tree that looks beautiful, but it's poison ivy. And sometimes you're going to walk up to the most beautiful oak, and everything you receive will help you grow and stand tall. And that's part of learning and harvesting your spiritual discernment. All of this started rapidly escalating in 2015. Remember, we're in this ascension escalator, and it's going from 2015 to 2022. But this year, right now, 2018, will stand out among this period of time as the greatest anomaly of its day. Everything that's happening this year will be a unique occurrence that will trigger long-term expansion. So, how would you like to harvest that energy into the peace-filled nature of creation for all of humanity, into a beautiful world, into a world that can turn itself around, or into someone who is absolutely obsessed with the fear and the thought body of the third dimension? Most likely, many people feel like they're in the middle of both. And this is why we are being gifted with the absolute, I want to use the word like a escalator of our own expansion on a personal level, where we start finding people that have answers to questions we were almost afraid to ask, where we feel like family when we come together, where we can speak without fear of judgment. That's a sign of the master awakening and a step out of the third dimension.
And those coincidences, those moments of serendipity where suddenly something makes sense or somebody says something that you needed to hear, your soul brought you to those circumstances. Now, one other thing I want to speak to before we go to our phone lines is that we all are incarnated with an intention. You had an intention when you took birth, and the soul's intention did not take into account whether it would come easily or hard. It was just simply an intention.
Well, and it was a pure intention, which is why it manifests. And I've got to share before we go any further. Can I interject one more thing for that beautiful being from Ukraine?
Yes, please.
For Chris? Chris, I want to share something very specifically to you, just to wrap up what we were sharing, and then we're going to get right back to this, Sri. And it's this. If a clairvoyant tells you that you came here to do everything alone and to suffer, you are being invited to see beyond the clairvoyant. It is a moment of recognizing, wait a minute, I know in the higher order of my divine experience that is absolutely only true until I wake up from the dream that believes it is. To recognize that that clairvoyant and any other one was doing their job to assist you to wake up, to snap you out of it. And so I'm snapping you out of it right now. You are not here to experience that type of pain. You are here to flourish because you understand it. Time to wake up. I'm snapping my fingers. Okay, we can go
beautiful,
back, Sri.
Beautiful. Because when we take that moment and say, enough is enough, I choose to claim the truth of who I am, everything shifts. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got some wonderful callers standing
by. We have
by.
Amazing callers standing by. And so let's say hi now. Guys, we have so much more to share about this multidimensional reality. And I guarantee all of these callers are going to have their own experience that we're going to just be all delighted
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. So we're heading to line one, and we'll say hi to Jessica from Colorado.
Namaste, beloved one. First time to the show.
Yes, namaste.
How can we serve you today?
Well, I was just calling in to see if you can give me any clarity to the future or just some good guidance and advice.
Well, I want to, first and foremost, I want you to just relax your breath. When I connect with you, you are a brilliant, amazing being, and it's so precious because my heart is touched to speak with you at this moment on your journey, because it's like you're just at the precipice of this expansion, this almost like an explosion where you turn around and go, what just happened? and it's just this amazing like shift. And it's going to feel very, very magical. You're going to have this sense of not only deja vu, it's going to be a sense of what the heck. And so the message that is coming in right now is that over the next, and you're resonating with the number four, which is a very beautiful number because it's also about equilateral balance, the equilateral cross, the diamond, the four-pointed diamond. And so I'm seeing you walking, and it's like you're in the middle of this, only now this diamond is like a pyramid, you know, with the four corners, and you've got like four versions of yourself, but they're all walking together toward the center. And you're like maybe three steps away from all of that coming together. And that's that explosion moment. It's like everything that's been leading up to what's coming up for you is going to come together, and it's going to make so much sense. And from there, it's interesting. From there, you're making a lot of decisions that are going to affect almost everything in your life, but that's much later this year. So thank you for connecting with all of us, because you really are harvesting the gift of February, which is this creation birth energy of this life. So thank you for the honor of connecting with you today, my angel. Many blessings.
Yes, thank you. Many blessings to you too.
Thank you, honey. Namaste.
Well, let's just all take a smile as we connect to the reality that there is a wave of awakening that is rolling around this planet.
It is a shockwave, baby. It's big. And that's part of this multidimensional experience.
And that's the other thing to recognize is that we all integrate or experience energy a little differently.
Yeah.
You know, we may say in common, hey, it's been a wild time, but the specifics of that wild time are unique to each of us.
Yeah.
Because each of us is doing our work of integrating ourselves back to wholeness. Well, I'll tell you what, let's run to another caller here. We're going to head to line four and say hi to Christina from California.
First time to the show. Welcome, beloved angel.
Hi, Sri. Hi, Kira. Thank you so much for opening up the space for me to call in.
We are honored. And back to you, Cassidy.
Thank you. This is my first time calling in for a mini soul reading.
And so it shall be. So take a breath and relax. Really relax your energy field. And I want to invite you to just be present. So allow yourself to, I'm feeling, it's interesting. It's like a fluttering in your heart, but it's also in your third chakra. So I'm just inviting you to really relax into that and relax into that and relax into that. Whew. And it's, there's all these beautiful beings that are around you. They are all benevolent, and they all keep saying the same thing. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And they're saying, stop worrying and just keep doing. It's going to be okay. And that's the message they want you to have. And they're also doing a lot of dancing, just by the way. It's like move the energy, you know, move your energy, shift your energy, breathe your energy, smile, dance, and it's going to be okay. So I'm really honored to have met you today. Thank you for calling, my love. Many blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, beautiful. You know, one of the things that we must constantly revisit is our own inner reassurance.
Yeah.
Because remember, beloved ones, we all have layers of beingness. And we call those layers bodies because they're tangible. They're real. You have a physical body that's tangible and as real as anything out in this world of experience.
Yeah.
But we also have an emotional body that is tangible and real and tends to carry with it the inner child. And then we have our mental body and our spiritual body and some even more refined bodies. And so as we grow and evolve, we start to shift our inner relationship with these aspects of ourselves.
And the more that we can connect with that, the easier it is to lift up through the third dimension and the planetary thought body that seeks to keep us afraid, that seeks to keep us in doubt,
yes,
that seeks to steal the multidimensional experience. And this is why, especially during the second half of the show today, we have so much to discuss about how you can navigate through that third dimensional highway. And you know, the thing with that highway is it's got a lot of pits. It's got bad top.
Yeah.
It has not been tended to in a while, and so it is an extremely challenging highway to navigate, and it's got a 24/7 gridlock going on.
Well, there's a lot of friction in what we would call mass consciousness,
the planetary thought body,
third dimensional reality. Remember, the planetary thought body are the energies or frequencies associated with The belief in mortality, the belief in lack, and everything that goes with that. Because what goes with that is anger, grief, loss, fear, doubt. All of those frequencies are associated with certain belief patterns. Mm-hmm. And those belief patterns and those energies, those emotional energies, continue to circulate around the planet.
Now, I want to introduce something to you guys, and it's kind of, it is actually kind of something you want to think about before we go into our break, and then we're going to talk a lot more about it afterwards. But remember, you know, recently I forget what movie I was watching or whatever, but it was a very powerful, powerful discernment quote that was in there. And what it said was, for those who can destroy, control everything. And so think about it. If something has the power to destroy your dream, then it is controlling your dream. If something has the power to destroy any aspect of your joy, then it is controlling your joy. If something has the power to destroy your peace, etc. So you guys get what I'm saying, right? So the key is to not engage this in the third dimensional experience, because the energy of destruction is only available through the manipulation of the stream of energy in the third dimensional experience. So if you are able to keep your eyes on the creation of the blessing that is in front of you now, you don't even, you become like this beautiful, like it's like an immune boost, right?
Yeah.
You become immune from being destroyed by this energy that is trying to take you away from your ascension process.
And this is a discipline of being very mindful about where you place your attention and be mindful about your own joy. Because when we look out and we see another being, are you looking at their clothing or are you looking at the light coming from their eyes?
Mm.
Or when you look at your own experiences, where does the joy, where does the peace arise from? Is it an artistic moment? Is it a moment in exercise or meditation? Look for the moments that bring to you that connection with a deeper peace.
Ooh.
And alignment with the creative exuberance that is your essence.
I love it, Sri.
Because we have those moments. They come to us in different ways. And as we look at them, love them, and allow them to be, they expand. They become more regular. Well, beloved ones, we're going to take a little break right now and go get a cup of tea. And we invite you to stick around because we're going to be exploring the third, fifth, and seventh dimensional energies, taking more calls, and having a lot more fun. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Oh, welcome back, beloved ones. We are delighted to be sharing this extraordinary moment with you. And I'm just giggling because on my clock, it's 3:33 as we welcomed each other back today. And I'm just smiling that there could not have been a better moment to come together than in this trinity of a trinity, because that's the energy that's blossoming right now, this Shanti, this Bhakti, this Ananda. And this is also manifesting in this blessing that we are all being gifted, which is learning how to live in a multidimensional existence. So just to kind of catch you up, Remember that the third dimension, the planet Earth, has been twinning with the fifth dimension really since the millennium. However, this has rapidly escalated since 2015 and has hit this anchorship point. And again, we have a full color diagram of this at sriandkira.com. Just go to the homepage and you'll see it. Also at sriandkiraradio.com, right there on the homepage. So pay attention and look at this diagram that we created. Because here's what's so important to understand is that the third dimension has become so coagulated, I think is the only word to describe it, that we're actually referring to it as like jello or the jellified third dimension. It's like walking through jello. Think about it. The clarity, the flow, it's tightening. It's becoming like jello. It hasn't been cut off, but it's just more challenging to navigate.
And for those of you that are anchoring a higher frequency, you're going to notice that the quote unquote ordinary seems a little more cartoonish, a little more just odd.
Absurd.
and that's a sign of your ascended sanity. That's a sign that you are anchoring outside of the 3D.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I want to offer is that since the millennium around 2000 and onward, the third and the fifth dimension were overlapped. So the fifth dimensional frequencies were quote unquote infiltrating third dimension, meaning they were just readily available and people would flip flop between what you would call a higher order of consciousness and an ordinary consciousness almost without noticing it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the Earth has twinned and there is in fact a 3D reality separate from the 5D reality.
This is the anchorship and this is very important. Important, guys.
When you anchor in the fifth dimensional reality, the third dimension just seems a little more foreign, and the seventh dimension all of a sudden becomes more available.
And this is a really powerful discernment and understanding, because remember, the twinning of the planet began back during the millennium. So it has been slowly twinning. You know, think of that Venn diagram, two overlapping circles. Well, if this happened over a 18-year period, then you could actually chart exactly how much each year, how much more the fifth dimension was anchoring outside of the third. But it was an 18-year journey. Well, that journey has culminated, and it has culminated, and it's basically saying, okay, if you weren't on board before now, it's over, right? So imagine if you were on the edge of the ship, right? And you didn't make a decision. You had to pick one half, right? This ship is separating. Both of those halves will float, but you got to pick one or you're going to fall in the middle of the water. Well, a lot of people right now are feeling like they're floating in the water. The good news is you've got your life vest on and you have the opportunity to be picked up. The key is your decision. Your energy is your beacon for those that will reach out their hand to pull you ashore. And so what is the energy you want to be carrying right now? Well, it's pretty nice, I think, kind of easy to see that that's the one aspect about it that I think is a blessing, is that you can easily see that the energy of the third dimension has a huge pulse wave of energy and will be very easy to see.
Well, the third dimensional energy is really quite emotional.
Exactly.
There's a lot of invitation to move into drama and pain and fear, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And that
self-absorption, narcissism.
A lot of ego stuff. And as we are becoming ever more identified and accepting of our fifth dimensional frequency, which is really operating much more at the energy of love and
exactly.
much more at the energy of joy, it becomes really important to pay attention to what is bringing you joy. What people do you find you just feel better being around? Not that you're supposed to be around them, not that you have other people you should be around, but you just notice the quality of your interactions.
Well, you know, Sri, I really enjoy that you're bringing this up, because guys, this is another very easy way to know at where an energy interaction is happening. If you are left feeling uplifted, if you are left feeling hopeful, optimistic, if you are left with a feeling of overall positive experience, then you are in a dimensional experience outside of the planetary thought body. If you are feeling less than, if you are feeling afraid, if you are feeling
tired,
doubtful,
depleted,
angry, unable to, then you're playing with the planetary thought body. And those two experiences can exist simultaneously in the same room with two different beings. And that's the other part of the mastery experience, is to recognize that this is your experience. However, in the greater experience sharing, you are not alone. Many, many beings are having these experiences. And the key is to gift yourself with sharing with them, with people who can understand, versus those who will try to really overlay you back into the third dimension.
And so these frequencies are being reflected and radiated by different people at different times. And your mastery is an exercise of claiming that which is truly bringing you joy, and that's which lifts you. Now, living ascended mastery is a choice. It is a skill, and it is very useful to have help with that. And the help that we propose that you consider, we're actually hosting an event in July this year in Ecuador that I believe you will find so nourishing that you'll say, why not sooner?
Well, actually, we've had a lot of people asking that. But guys, you know, the reason we're sharing this with you is this is the year, okay? 2018 is this unique anomaly year. So you want to give yourself the gift, the blessing of saying yes to the truth of who you are and anchoring that. Remember, this is your kind of like year out of time opportunity.
Yes.
And so whatever you do in 2018, do it with confidence. Do it with the ability to keep yourself feeling good, to keep your spirits and your energy uplifted. Now, just don't need to say more about what we're doing in July, but if your heart's saying, hey, I want to know more about this, I want to learn how to really anchor living ascended mastery and experience firsthand how I can connect through the quantum field, then go to shrinkira.com and just right there on the homepage, click on it, download the PDF, take your time, read it. We're over halfway full already. I mean, this thing is filling really, really fast. So if you're interested, look at the PDF and come join us, because, you know, when we travel together this way and when we unify these ancient Essena practices, it's a discovery, and it's a discovery of that exquisite space where pain is forgotten and your dreams remembered. And I know I am just already bowing to the mastery of those that are coming.
Yeah, there's a huge synergy when we come together with this gateway open, because we empower our authentic self, and we walk back into our lives with a sense of assurance and empowerment and a connection that was not quite as tangible as before.
And we have the opportunity to navigate through this jellified third dimension and lift through the fourth, which is kind of like this extreme duality. And this is why things are feeling crazy. You have this third dimensional extreme polarity, then it's being like squeezed by the fourth dimension where exists now extreme duality. Yet the exquisite breath, the out-breath beyond that is not only the fully anchored fifth dimension, fully available and able for you to be able to literally live in, but as Sri mentioned earlier, the bonus surprise that we all were blessed to see was that the seventh dimension has opened with it, a sign that times are escalating, a sign that things are happening.
Yep.
And don't even get me started about the ninth dimension. But I think before we talk about more, why don't we say hi to some of our beautiful
Absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. We've got people patiently standing by. And so we're going to run to line 5, and we'll say hi to Leah from Georgia.
Namaste, Angel.
Hi, Shri and Kira. I love you guys so much. I'm so happy to speak with you guys today.
Oh, we're happy to speak with you. I got my arms around you right now.
Yeah, I feel it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. How can we serve you, sweetheart?
Hi, I was calling to see, do you see me doing anything of purpose? And if so, like, how long will it be?
Ooh, okay. So first thing I want you to do is bring your hands down to your – and I've got my hands here too. So my middle fingers are kind of on my belly button, and then so the rest of my hands are above and below my belly button, and I've got my two middle fingers touching each other. And I want you to just, if it's safe to close your eyes, to do that as well. Whew. And breathe into that area and really pay attention to what you're experiencing right now and what you're feeling right now. Because the minute you started speaking, there was like this, here's the deal. This is still 100% your choice. However, the answer that you are seeking is in the way that you are experiencing in this moment. And that is all they want me to say on the air. And so, whoo, take another breath And if you're not sure of the message you just got, do this again. I love you, sweetheart. I'm really glad you got through.
Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Namaste. Whew, how many, wow, how many else of you were doing that and actually might have been holding something and got an answer? Wow, I know I did. Wow, wow, wow.
It's important to kind of relax our breath and tune in with each and every caller, because there is a gift for each of us that is tuned in.
Well, and this is why I was saying every caller we speak to is carrying this cosmic presence. That answer was coming in from a fifth dimensional experience, and it had all of those energies. And this is just so beautiful. Every week, the perfect callers from this most amazing community on the planet. Let's say hi to somebody else, Shree.
Absolutely. We have a first time caller on line one, and we'll welcome Katie from California.
Namaste, Angel. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you guys for taking my call. This is the first time that I've talked to you. I didn't even know you guys existed until yesterday or the day before, and I was meditating and I got the name Crystalline Brethren, and so I Googled it and I found you guys.
Yay! Thank you for trusting your guidance.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay. And then I was trying to listen to another show today, and my phone just kept saying page not available, and I'm like, okay, I get it. All right, I'm calling. All right, already. But the reason that I'm calling is because I was really plugged in, I felt like, and I was, you know, just really feeling like my meditations were right on. They were just amazing and expanding and phenomenal. And then come December time, I really just felt like I was on total lockdown, like you're saying, you know, blobbing around in the middle of the ocean with nothing around you. It's like, what the heck happened? I felt like, okay, now I'm totally disconnected from anything. Even now, my meditations are just starting to come back online, just really small. It's almost like my body checks out before I can even have a chance to do what I normally do. And I'm just like, even my dreams have been, you know, I'm just like, what in the heck? So I'm asking you, what in the heck?
Well, I want you to take a deep breath and relax. And I'm just sending so much love your way. So here is the message, and it is from the Crystalline Brethren. And here's what they are saying. You have been in a time of peace, allowing your energy to grow. Fear not, for the moment you have asked for is before you. And then they're saying that, to remind you, they're asking me to remind you that just getting through on the show, do you know what a miracle that is? Finding everything in the pace that it has been, they're saying all of this for you is to offer you the gift of relaxing all doubt, of deeply diving into trust and moving forward with what you have been born to create on the planet. And I have tears in my eyes. I am honored beyond belief. I am bowing before your mastery. And from me to you, I would encourage you to go to shreeandkira.com. Underneath the Yoga of Self-Ascension, go to the Master's Messages, Lost Books of the Essene, start at book one and read all 12. I think it's going to blow your mind. And so thank you, my angel, for getting through today. We love you very much. And congratulations on all counts. It's an amazing year ahead for you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings. Namaste. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, miracles, whenever we see miracles, and guys, you've got to give yourself credit for knowing what a miracle maker you are. And if you have not done that recently, then I invite you to do that right now. I am a miracle maker. And I will quickly say that, you know, you could learn more about how you could really anchor that even more at shreeandkira.com, learn about the miracle team. But the reason I'm saying it is, listen to what's happened today on the show.
Yes.
We are all, guys, you're tuning into the show, we are all in miracle presence. And again, you want to look for our video on the Pillar of Peace, the Ascension Peace Poll, coming out in the next couple of days, because this week, this specific week, is about anchoring this multidimensional space. And when we do that in conjunction with that second chakra creation birthing energy, the truth of bhakti weaves into our lives with such beauty that the mind could never conceive of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are at a time where you can do things so quickly.
You know, that is so true.
It's just like, take a breath and I've shifted.
Yeah.
Take a breath and I'm in another reality.
Yeah.
The key is take your breath, Breathe with presence. Choose to be in your joyful connection with that which is revealing to you.
In every single way.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to keep going. We're heading to line two, and we'll say hi to Roland from California.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Hi, Shrin Kira. So happy to talk to you guys again. When I saw the topic of the show today, I felt like I had to jump in. Because since the beginning of the year, I really like started to dive in my divine presence, and it's like allowing the kingdom of heaven to start to anchor in my reality, and it's beautiful. And but I'm still shifting in and out. It's really like 50% here, 50% back to the old way, and so. I was just wondering what stopped me from really anchoring that reality, that divine presence. And also I felt some ancient energy on me, so if you have something about that. And also I felt the call to come in July. I felt it, and I'm going.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. And yay. Couple things, my love, I want to share with you, along with just my heart reaching out to you and wrapping around you. There is this beautiful energy around you that feels very much like a mother and a father, very much a ancient, wise, loving, like, how do I describe it? They just keep showing it to me as like you're laying, like you close your eyes in total trust and you just fall back, like almost in a trust fall, but you're landing in this beautiful bed of feathers. And they're saying that there is a grand moment of illumination that is pulsing through you now. And very much like another woman that called in today, I'm seeing in your case two aspects of you that are walking toward each other, and for the first time see each other and understand each other and are no longer afraid of each other. And so you are in a very profoundly illuminated, directly connected moment. And I strongly, strongly, with all my heart, encourage you to take even just 10 minutes focused on seeing these two aspects of you that have now fully seen each other, remember each other, and have accepted each other. And it's like a beautiful opening from the universe that propels you into the next level. So thank you for the honor of being with you today. Truly, I am delighted, and we would love to welcome you here in July. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Namaste.
Well, let's all take a breath together.
Ooh, another cosmic connection. I mean,
absolutely.
Are all of you guys feeling it as much as we are? I mean, I'm having a hard time staying in my body today, guys. It's just such a beautifully rich, peace-filled, and I'm really feeling this. And again, if you're not on our newsletter list, get on it. We're going to be sending out the pictures and everything.
Yeah, and if a beautiful meditation to share.
And if you were with us yesterday at 11:20, send us your experience, because we're still finishing the video and we're going to include as many as we can.
Well, speaking of including as many as we can, let's go to line four and say hello to Gloria from Switzerland.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for squeezing me in.
Our pleasure, our pleasure.
Well, I just wanted to ask you for a bit of a mini soul reading regarding probably my own symptoms. So I did watch your video. I've been doing a lot of the practices and the breathing. I still have really a lot, though, kind of going on with my health for the past few months, to the point that I've been missing so much from work. I can't actually be there. Comically, it actually gets really worse when I go back to work. So maybe that's just my body telling me I should stop doing that. So I just wanted a bit of guidance on, am I missing something that my body's telling me? How can I just get through this in a bit of a, I guess, smoother fashion than I'm currently managing?
Yeah, well, that's a wonderful question, and I thank you so much for asking it, because I know that a lot of people are asking that question in their own worldly experience. The first thing that I feel compelled to say to you is, you know, if you get to a point where you feel you need to see a doctor, you know, just to clear out whatever concerns you might have, if you've not already done that, you need to do that, because the left brain has to relax from having all of the God forbid scenarios for the creation energy to fully stabilize. Remember, that's part of the reason we get ascension symptoms, is to face our greatest fears and doubts and move through them. So that's part of why this is still here. You just need to really, you know, hands to heart, ask your body, what is it you want me to understand? You know, help me understand you. Tell me what you're feeling and trust what you hear and follow through accordingly. The other thing I keep hearing around you is nutrition. And so normally when I hear that, it means pay attention to the quality of water that you're drinking. Look at the proportion of live green food that you put into your body. And also pay attention to how much you're breathing fresh, pure air and gifting yourself with gentle movement. And that's what I see around you, other than a really strong period of stabilization beginning very, very soon. So I'm really glad you got through. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Well, beloved ones, here we are. One of the things that I want to encourage each and every one of you to do is to breathe with presence and just kind of hold the energy that I am available.
Yes.
I am available to grow. I am available to expand. I am available to my guidance. I am available to be a mirror of divine love.
And I am living a multidimensional experience. I trust that. I know the truth of that. And I am free to thrive through that.
Because the multidimensional experience is here, we are all participating, so let's put a smile on our face and enjoy the revealing revelation that is your life. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And make sure you stay with us next week. We've got so much more to share about this. And remember, you can always send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com.
So, beloved community, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply. And know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shreeandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.